Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Second Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for this morning. We just give this time to you. We pray that you will come and speak to us and help us to just pray and to meet with you and to be in your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So for this in this passage, Paul is near the end of his life, and he's basically saying to his spiritual son Timothy, I have done well. You know, I have fought the good fight, and I'm ready to go home. I have finished the race. And now there's a crown of righteousness in store for me when I die and go to heaven. And so that's what I want to talk about today. I know Pastor Eugene yesterday talked about living a life worthy of the calling that we have received, worthy of the gospel. And today I want to talk about living a life today at the end of which we will be able to say, I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race well. And I hope that that's a desire for all of us. You know, I believe that that's a desire for all of us. That at the end of our lives, we will be able to look back and say, man, I have done it well. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I am ready to go home. And I know that there is in store for me some kind of crown, you know, some kind of reward because God has seen my faithful work. So let me read another passage to you, Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 37. Mark 8:34-37 says this, then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples, Jesus, and said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? What I want to talk about here is that Jesus is telling us to examine our lives, right? Jesus is saying, hey, what good is it if you gain the whole world, but you lose your soul? It is not good for anything. And I believe what he's saying here is, as you live your life, examine your life to make sure that you're not forfeiting your soul, but that you're living for something worthy. Of the gospel, you know, living for the Lord. So this question was asked by Pastor Sam, our senior pastor, and I think it's such a great question. I don't know if he heard it from someone or if he came up with it, but it's brilliant. And we're blessed to have Pastor Sam as our senior pastor. But he said, what if we live our whole lives baking apple pies? You know, we live our whole lives, we're trying to make the best apple pie possible, and we spend all this effort, we get the best ingredients, and we make apple pies for the rest of our lives, and then we die, and we go to heaven, and at the end of our lives, we find out that God doesn't like apple pies, that instead, he actually wanted a cheesecake. What do we do with that? And I want to say to you, I don't want to live the rest of my life doing something that God's not going to be pleased with at the end of my life. And that's what Paul is saying here. You know, Paul is saying, hey, I know that I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race well, and there's a crown of righteousness. So how do we ensure that we fight the right fight that we're supposed to be fighting, and then we finish well till the end? How do we ensure that we can do that? And I believe the answer is living a focused life. You know, Paul was someone that lived a focused life. You know, he wasn't distracted. He wasn't living a life doing something and doing another. He knew what his life was about, and he lived a focused life. So I'm just learning this as well as I go through seminary, Fuller. I'm taking this quarter. I'm taking a class on. I forgot the title. Lifelong Leadership and Character Development or something like that. And I'm learning about living a focused life and thinking about those things. And I think it's so important. I think it's so important that we do this because of this passage. You know, I want to be able to say, like Paul did, that at the end of my life, I fought the good fight. I have finished my race. And there's a crown of righteousness in store for me. Instead of God saying, I didn't like apple pies. I wanted cheesecake. You know, I want to be able to say, I've done the right thing and I fought the right fight. Not just the good fight, but the right fight that I'm supposed to fight. So how do we live this focused life? Number one, I believe we need to discover our life purpose. We need to discover our life purpose. Each of us has been created for something meaningful and something important to do. And we need to listen to God. We need to take some time out. In your busyness of everything that you're doing, you need to take some time. We need to take some time to sit down with God and to hear from the Lord. Listen to Him and say, God, what am I here on earth to do? You know, and to listen also to your own heart. You know, listen to the how you've been created. You know, I think it's A.W. Tozer, and he said about calling. No, is it Friedrich Buechner? I don't know. Someone said about calling, he said, your calling is basically where your deep gladness meets the world's deep need, right? So in a sense, you need to listen to your own heart as well and think about what is my deep desire that's going to meet the world's deep need. But you also need to spend time listening to the Lord and saying, God, what am I here created for? And I'm learning this term called destiny, sense of destiny, destiny processing, where you go through life and there are moments in your life where God has done something. This is called shaping activities, where something has been done in your life. And if you take time to reflect upon it and think about it, those events and those moments that have happened in your life will kind of reveal to you what you're here to do, your destiny. And for example, Paul had a clear prophetic calling when he got saved in Acts chapter 9, 15 to 16, when he meets with Ananias. God tells Paul through Ananias, through a prophetic word, that he's been called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles and to suffer and to really give his life for this calling. But he knew from early on that that was his calling. That was his sense of destiny moment for Paul. But if you look through kind of his early life, we could see that he had been prepared for this call. Not only did he receive the calling when he got saved, but if you look at his life, you know, he had a Roman citizenship, which helped him to be able to go and preach the gospel. And he was tutored by Gamaliel, who was a great Jewish mentor, but he also grew up in a Gentile city. So even before he was saved, he had been trained and he had been growing up in a setting that prepared him for his life purpose. So again, we need to have this life purpose. We need to know or have a sense of destiny that will keep us going in the right direction, that will keep us fighting the right fight. So number one is discovering your life purpose. Number two, I want to say this is something I learned through my readings. Number two is editing your life. We need to edit our lives. What I mean by that is we need to get rid of meaningless things that we give ourselves to so often. We need to get rid of the distractions. I want to read to you a quote from Donald Miller. He says, He's a writer, he's an author, and he says, if you watched a movie about a guy who wanted a Volvo and worked for years to get it, you wouldn't cry at the end when he drove off the lot testing the windshield wipers. You wouldn't tell your friends that you saw a beautiful movie or go home and put a record on to think about the story that you had seen. The truth is, you wouldn't remember that movie a week later, except you'd feel robbed and you would want your money back. Nobody cries at the end of a movie about a guy who wants a Volvo. But we spend years actually living those stories and expect our lives to feel meaningful. The truth is, if what we choose to do with our lives won't make a story meaningful, it won't make a life meaningful. And he's talking about this idea of editing your life. And he's saying, if you're spending your time and energy doing something where it's not going to make the story of your life meaningful, then your life is not going to be meaningful. And that's what I want to say. If we want to live a focused life, at the end of which we're going to be able to say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race well, we're going to have to edit some things out of our lives that are meaningless. And for me, I must say, I'm embarrassed to admit that one of my biggest distractions is YouTube. YouTube will, you know, you watch one video, and then there's all these related videos, and you click on another one. You know, it's like a web. I feel like I get caught in this web of YouTube when I go on it. And so I've decided, you know, I need to cut this thing out of my life. So I've gotten rid of, you know, I don't know, if you use Chrome, it gives you a bunch of suggested websites that you can click on. It's like a shortcut. So I've gotten rid of YouTube from there so that I won't keep clicking on it to go and watch stupid videos, because I think it's such a waste of time. If the end of my life, my story is that I spent a lot of time watching YouTube, it's not going to be a meaningful story. And that's a silly example, but there are other things that we spend our time, spend our life upon that is not going to be meaningful at the end of our lives, and we need to edit that. So that's number two, edit our lives. And number three, how do we ensure that we fight the right fight and finish the race well? I want to say we need to work on our character. We need to work on our character. Instead of worrying so much about what we're doing, we need to first be thinking about who we are becoming as people. I had a friend in college, and I imagine if you're a musician, you have these friends all the time. And this guy, I forget his name, but he was one of those guys that wanted to play the guitar, but he never really learned how to play the guitar. But he would learn these fancy songs, right? And then he would come and show me these songs that he had learned. And it's pretty complicated, and he's playing this thing, and it looks really cool when he plays it. But if you ask him to play anything else, he wouldn't know how to play it. Because he never learned how to play the guitar. He just learned a few songs well. And I want to say, in our lives, we need to be people that know how to do the right things just because of our character, instead of just learning to do a few things well. Because that's going to show at the end of our lives. And another thing that I'm learning is we need to lead and we need to live out of our being. Not just out of our doings, out of the activities that we've learned to do well, but that we lead and live out of our being. And that takes time to build upon. You know, our character, we need to work on that to become people where out of our being we can lead and live a life. And that's what integrity is, right? Pastor Sam talks about having structural integrity and how that means everything is aligned. And I want to say, I think if what we do in life is in genuine alignment to who we are as people, then I think we can go very far and we'll be able to live a life where we can look back and say, I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race. Well, you know, another thing I'm learning about is finishing well. And how do you finish well? It's people that have worked on their character instead of focused on being a successful this or successful that, that really finish the race well at the end of their lives. So three things. We need to discover our life purpose. Take some time in your busyness of life to listen to God and listen to your own heart and look back on your early childhood and think of those sense of destiny moments where God might be revealing to you, this is why you're created. And number two, let's edit our lives. Let's get rid of things that don't mean anything, that are just distractions, that are just leading us away to silly things so that we can really live a focused life. And number three, let's work on our character. Let's really work on who we are on the inside so that when we live out of who we are, we always end up living out of who we are anyway. So when we do that, that we do something that is good and that is godly. So that's my sermon on living a focused life. And Mon's going to come and lead a time of worship. So let's just pray and focus on the Lord and listen to the Holy Spirit in this time.
Surrender. surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you.
Let's just have a short moment of prayer just for ourselves and pray about what our life purpose would be. Let's just spend a bit of time asking the Lord and listening to God and listening to our own heart and thinking about our early childhood moments and sense of destiny events that have happened in our lives that are shaping who we are. So let's spend a little bit of moment just praying about that and thinking about that. Go to our community focus prayer. Let's pray for our church family members that are going through cancer and different kinds of illnesses. So let's pray for the people that are on the list. And let's really pray with faith, with diligence, with perseverance, and that God would come and move and bring healing to these people. So let's pray together. Go to slide number 2. Let's pray for those of us that have family members that need healing but also salvation as well. Let's really pray that God would come and reveal himself to them and also others with different various infirmities. Let's pray for them. Looking for jobs, let's pray that God would provide for them and lead them to the right people. So, and let's also pray that in this time that God would be with them to strengthen them and to encourage them. So let's pray for our brothers and sisters. pray for our mission focus for Wednesday. Let's pray for Cambodia. Let's pray for Pastor O, the missionary there, and New Life Church, which is a church that we partner with for the worship conference. Pastor Tang, the senior pastor of New Life. Let's pray for the Center of Peace Orphanage that we visit sometimes, and Grace Chung and Bloom. And let's also pray for the Philippines. Let's pray for the Solomon's Clinic, which is a clinic for lepers that have been healed and they still need healing. And Mr. Chang, who's Jihe's father, who's ministering there, and also Bhutan. So let's pray for Cambodia, Philippines, and Bhutan. Pray for our mission trips coming up to Cambodia. We're going to Bloom July 28th to August 4th and the Worship Conference August 7th to 12th. So please pray for us that it'll be a powerful time. Let's really pray that God would use us in a mighty way to really bring healing to the girls at Bloom, and also inspiration and good teaching to the Worship Conference participants. Let's pray for those two trips. Pray for our SP ministries. Let's pray for the IP team, Cascade Inner Healing Ministry, the Well Physical Healing Ministry, and let's pray for the local outreach team. Let's pray for God's anointing and just for all the teams to be able to hear from the Lord clearly. So let's pray for our ministries. Let's pray for our men and women's SBS Summer Bible Study starting today. Let's pray for a real great time of fellowship and learning. And let's pray that it'll be really a fantastic time. So let's lift up the SBS together. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Help us to continue to seek your face, God, and to pray to you and to come before you. And we want to draw nearer to you, God. Thank you, Lord, so much for this day. pray that you bless each and every person here, that you'll strengthen them and walk with them throughout this day, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day, and I encourage you to spend some time in prayer and just be with the Lord.